Okay, we're on the bottom of page Chaf Beis, lower left hand side. B'Tisha B'Av Karim Parshas Kisolid Banim. On Tisha B'Av, we read in the morning from the Torah the parsha that says Kisolid Banim, when you'll have children. Shom Nemar, there it says in the Torah reading, Kikel Rachum Hashem Elokecha LeYarbachav LeYashchischa. It says over there that God, the merciful God, will not weaken his hold on you, and he won't let you be destroyed. Meaning to say, Kishi Yehudi Nidmalo Shabbeis HaMikdash Al Nisraf. If a Jew thinks to himself that his own personal Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, and he's destroyed, Hashras Hashchina HaProti Shlo Nisraf, and his specific divine providence and the divine holiness has been burnt from him. Nidmalo Shakol Chorav. It appears to him that everything has been destroyed. V'Magurush HaMaruchim Meni Yisbarach, and he's been divorced and distanced so much from Hashem. When a person thinks that way, that's when a person specifically has to know and to remember that Hashem has not weakened himself from him. Hashem doesn't leave us. We're always with him. You're always with me, as the Pasuk says. Specifically, the time of the awesome destruction, then is revealed the light of Mashiach, the birth of the Mashiach. V'yesh b'zeh arichas, there's a lot to talk about here. V'olzeh nekuda shel Elul, but this is the point of Elul. As the Pasuk says, L'cha omar libi bakshufani, for you my heart speaks for you, and it says, seek out my face. Hashem wants from us that we should always look for him. We should always feel that face-to-face relationship. As a yedid nefesh, the beloved soul, as a onanafshi ksivas yahavis, I have written my soul into the Torah and given it over. Elu's man shikibalna luchos achronos. Elu is the time we got the last luchos. Nechakek ala luchos ha'onanavshi ksivas yahavis, and was etched, we have to etch onto the luchos this concept of Hashem says, I've given over to you in what I have written. Nechakek alev shalonu aluchos shalonu, we have to etch this into our own hearts, this same concept. Kimo shekasov, as the Pasuk says, kisvam aluach lipcha, write it on your hearts. Ukimo shekasov b'nei yisachar, as the b'nei yisachar writes, she'elohu ha'mezuzah, you have to look at Elul as the mezuzah to the entranceway to the new year. We're entering into a new year, and you have to go through a door to get to the new year. And that door is Elul, and Elul's got that mezuzah. Elul hu b'chinas mezuzah. Elul's at this level of mezuzah. Kamo sha mezuzah meir l'chol bayis es ha'parsha shel. Just like the mezuzah illuminates into the house, the parsha of you should love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. As the Pasuk says, the Mefarshim explain, even if they have to give up your life, so even if he takes away your heart, and your heart doesn't feel, and everything's closed up, you feel that Hashem doesn't love you. With every measure, he's measuring you. Whatever way he measures you, if it looks good or looks bad, havi modelo b'mod mod, you have to thank him very much. Let's come on, brachas. Uparishazu hi lo mitzvah sasechus man grom, and this is not a time-bound mitzvah, elavish, but it's rather all day, all your life. Elavishinantam levadech v'dibartabam, rather you teach it to your children, they will speak at it. V'mitzvahzu mechuyom anoshim noshim etaf, everybody's obliged in this, men, women, and children. Tamid lahargalas amuna, to constantly train our faith in Hashem, as hargashas hakirva va'avas l'Hashem yisparach, the feeling of closeness and love of Hashem. Shchon eretz re'emuna liros b'emuna klaim eliyah shakua kula b'emuna Hashem. You have to be totally engrossed in the belief in Hashem, and this third principle is to always sense that feeling that Hashem is close to you and wants to be close to you, and you have to have failures in order to maintain that closeness. And don't let those failures confuse you and think that Hashem doesn't love you. Okay. So he closes in the last section over here. Okay, so, and he'll tell us like this. This is the concept of blowing the shofar in Elul. As the rabbis tell us, when the first luchos came, there was a falling of darkness, a thickness, three expressions of darkness. Rosh Chodesh Elul, and in Rosh Chodesh Elul, Klai Yisrael Hizchasku Kamo Shekoysev Asfasemes, and the Jewish people, in the month of Elul, the Jewish people strengthen themselves. Listen to this, you probably haven't heard this Chazal. Sheba Etzem, Be'erev Yom HaKippurim, essentially on Erev Yom Kippur, Ubi Yom HaKippurim, and on Yom Kippur, when Moshe had not yet come down from the mountain, and it was the day he was supposed to come back down, Hayolahem Nisyanis Yeser Kashim Asher Nisyan Shal Shiva Sarbatamas. They had tests that were even harder than the tests that were on the 17th of Tammuz. V'chazan Nisyan Shal Chayshech V'anan V'arafel. And came back the tests of the three levels of darkness. In other words, just like we know on the 17th of Tammuz, and Moshe was supposed to come down with the first Luchos, the Yetzohara had free reign to test the Jews as much as possible. And it was the test of Bitachon. Would you trust in what Moshe told you? Wait for me to come down. I'm going to come down. And the Yetzer is going to show you, no, he's dead. He's not coming. He's never going to come back again. And because of all that testing, the Jews fell. So, and they fell in their Bitachon. So, rabbis tell us that when it was time for the second Luchos, so if the Jews did Tshuva, they had to be tested to see if it was really Tshuva. So all the same Yetzirahs, if not more, came back on Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur itself to see if the Jews really did Tshuva. And the Yetzirah is saying, no, God doesn't love you, already made the mistake, he's not going to give you a second Luchos, all that. And even stronger than what they fell on the 17th of Tammuz. That's what happened. Uklaisol hischasku, but the Jewish people strengthened themselves. V'lohispalu mechoshech, and they didn't get excited and nervous from that darkness. V'lohmi metosu shel Moshe, and not from another deathbed vision of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they stood steadfast, didn't build any more golden calves, and they were able to withstand those temptations. So you see that, you know, it just wasn't a cakewalk getting those second luchos either. Hashem had to bring that test of the golden calf on the day that the luchos were coming down, because the luchos, as opposed to the dibros were this belief in Hashem, but the luchos was to represent this bitachon in Hashem, bitachon in reality, which they failed in. So they were retested in this area on Yom Kippur, and they passed on Yom Kippur. Okay, now he's going to mention a whole slew of psukim, which I'm going to run through here. Chavuka dvuka b'cha, it should be mamish, attached and connected to this very strongly, these ideas of these following psukim, starting off with Shir HaShirim. Naskiro dodecha miyayin, we remember your love more than any earthly delights. Meisharim ahuvcha, your unrestrained love. So Rashi maybe, mechazal, it's talking about Hashem to us. So Rashi brings from Chazal, Akdashim Klai Sol, Tzaykel Vinish Hashmaim, that the Jewish people were crying out to Hashem. Anachno avi moscha ava aza, we love you, a very strong love. Avas meishor beli akiva rechasim, a straight love without any steep valleys or chains of mountains. Lo manyeno sana, what does that mean? Lo manyeno sana lo harim v'lo bikov lo rechasim lo shum mechitza. We're not interested in any mountains, in any valleys, in any chains of mountains. We don't want any barriers. Rather, Esai Einel Harim, I will lift my eyes up to the mountains. Kol Ha'arim Shemastirim Umafriim Lanu, any mountains that may be causing some barriers. Onu Yodim, what do we know? Ki Ezrim Hashem. We know that it's help from Hashem. Esai Einel Harim, I look up, it looks like there's all mountains. Looks like there's all separations. There's such a barrier between me and Hashem. That's what it looks like. Right? But the truth is, Ezrim Hashem Osei Shemayim Baretz. We break down and overcome those mountains. Hakol nechshav ve'einenu kemeishar. Everything to us looks like a straight plane. That's what it looks like for us. Although it appears like a mountain, but for us it's a straight plane. Rotzim achrei Hashem yisborach kesusim bebikei hamayim. We run after Hashem like horses splattering through a pool of water. La'ozim, we don't leave. Who will put into the cup of his eye? Is halach mesharim, going in a straight path, meaning to say, mi shemishtaker kol olam kulo domalov kemesha. Anyone who's drunk, the whole world looks like a straight road. There's no obstacles. If you're drunk, there's no problems, right? Everything's fine when you're drunk, right? everybody's friends, everything's good. Klai Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Naskiru Tadecha Miyayin. We remember your love more than any of the earthly desires. That's how we remember things to be. So therefore, Meshar Mahufcha, our love to you is very straight. Anachnu Shikari Mahadodili, we're drunk from our loved one. Kolam Kul, the whole world, Olam Loshan Elam, Olam, the world, Olam is from expression of Elam, hidden, as it's written. Kol Ha Halamos Vahasasarim, all the hiddenness, and all the things that are hidden away from us. Domelen and Kamesha, really look to us just to be a straight path. Lomi Spal Mishum Dor, we don't get excited and nervous from anything. Kol Yom Baboker Ve'el, every day in the morning in El, Yitzhar Tzoyk Aleidu, On Halach Dodecha, the Yitzhar screams out, where is your beloved gone? On Aponodecha, where is your beloved turned? Eif Aniladodi Shalcha, where is your Aniladodi? Tira Loholech Locha, Eifa Nafalta, Eifa Yeradata, Atal Lobo Sechis Shaisa. And he says, look, things aren't going for you. Look how you've fallen. Look how you've descended. You're not as strong as you should be. V'nachnu tzokim, and we yell back at the Yitzhar, v'lomavachim, we don't give in, v'lonichnoim, and we don't subjugate ourselves. But it's rather, we maintain that it's anila dodi v'dodi li, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is unto me. So that's the avoda that's going on. We have to keep repeating this idea. And we'll see what the main point he's trying to get to over here. But tzaddikim gilulon, and our tzaddikim reveal to us, shad kamish yehudi chayes havedodi li, to the degree that a Jew can live with the dodi li, lo ozev es hakadosh baruch hu, he doesn't leave Hashem, lo ozev es hagasher shakadosh baruch hu v'emes oyev, so he doesn't leave this feeling that Hashem loves him. If you're able to do this, to the degree that you can, zetzino niful ahamshich lo elum chasodim megulim, this is a wondrous pipeline to draw forth revealed kindnesses into this world. To the degree that you really don't give up on this concept, no matter how much the world may be screaming the opposite, as long as you say, I'm sticking with this, it will bring down unbelievable chasadim into this world. As it said in the great earlier rabbis, Vod Harbe Tzadikim, Barichas Gedol, in great length, as much as a person can review with for himself during the difficult times in his life, Matzavim Kashim and Ishoinis Kashim, through the difficult tests and situations, Baruchas Begashas, spiritually, physically, Gedol and Ketanim, bigger, small, Aruchim, Sarim, shorter, long, Nigel and Sarim, revealed and not revealed. As long as he's chosen, Mishanin, Hakol, Zev, Adori, Leaf, he can repeat over and over and over, it is my beloved. Hakol, Menisbrach, it's all from Hashem. Hakol, Mavasoson, it's all from his love for us. Af Echad, Losli, Shum, Dover, nobody did anything to me. It's not your boss. It's not the Iraqis. It's not the PLO. Rak Hashem, Isbrach, it's only Hashem. Hakol, Lav, it's all love. Ain Yates, there's no Yates, sorry. In Shum, Dover, Elam, Chutzmenu, Mimenu. There's nothing but you, Hashem. The Yitzharim, the Aridus, and the Philus, and the Shainus, the Yetzers, the Fallings, the Descents, the Tests, Hakol, Meitzers, Baruch, it's all from you, Hashem. Hamachshava hazu, v'avizbonus hazu, hitzinor shizgala ba'emes aleinu chasodim egulim. These thoughts, and these reflections, is the pipeline in which will be revealed to us truly unbelievable revealed kindnesses. The Dover Zen, this thing, school azu, this charm, he bein begashus, bein beruchnis, it's going to be regardless in physical or spiritual. Yitzarim, yiridus, nefilis, kishukoveya, belibo, ki Hashem ulakim, veinu milvado, no matter what calamities or fallings are coming from you, and to know that it's all from Hashem. Hakol mimenu, it's all from him. Rak dodi, it's only my beloved. Hakol humidodi, it's all from my beloved. Ein shum derech, there's nothing else. If that's the case, then us means bafla kol, and all these negative things become nullified. Next page. Top of Kofal. Ain Shum Dovarach, there's nothing else. Kesher Yel Odom Eza Dover, Shilamara Eino Hulo Tov. If something comes to a person, something that appears to his eyes to be no good, Umami Bemun Shlema Shakol Meyotis Baruch, and he believes with a complete faith that it's all from Hashem Vakotov, it's all the best that he could do for you. Misgalim Chasodim Megulim will be revealed to the person unbelievable kindnesses. Skip the brackets. Omar, the pasuk says in the Shira Sayom, Omar Oyev Erdov Asik Achalek Shalom. says the enemy, I will pursue, I will catch up to him, and we'll split up the booty. So, Kasam Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Baal Shem Tov, it's written in his name the following. If you look at that, those, the first five words, Shesh Bo Chamesh Alfim, there's five Alephs. Omar Oyev Erdov Asiga Chalek, they all start with an Aleph. What's that teaching us? Now this is what? This is the Egyptians saying, we're gonna run after the Jews, we're gonna catch them, we're gonna get to them, and we're gonna get all our stuff back from them. Pretty scary time for the Jews when they ran after. But they all start with the letter Aleph. Why? Because Ki Akol Hu Me'alufo Shalolam. Everything comes from the Aluf, the general. Aleph can mean Aleph, it can mean Aluf, which is a general. It all comes from Hashem. Kol Oyev Yetzer Akol Me'vini Sheshmaim, all enemies, all Yetzers, it all comes from Hashem. Ata Seisla, you are hidden from me. Afil Shamatzim Zeh Seisr Ani Yodesh Zeratah, even though it's hidden from me, it's still, I know it's from you. Tova, as Mishle says, Tova tochacha megula me'ava musuteris. It's very good, a revealed rebuke that comes from a hidden love. Someone may have to give it to you. It looks on the outside, doesn't like you, but if you know the person really loves you and he's just doing it for your welfare, that's unbelievably good. Ech yicholim lahafoch lishnos tochacha megula. How can you turn around and change a revealed rebuke, right? Hainu matzav shel hester v'koshi. This is a situation of hiddenness and difficulty. So what do you do? So how do you do it? How do you get around this? K'shechosim v'mishanim, if you can repeat over and over and to say, ki akol hu me'ava musoteret. It all comes from a hidden love. As I'm saying, good, it's good what? You can make good on the tochacha megula. That revealed rebuke can turn into be the best thing from you if you realize it comes from a hidden love from Hashem. It doesn't matter physical or spiritual issues. It's Hashem who wants us to strengthen in our service of my beloved is to me. It's written in the holy books. In spirituality, even though it's a great fall, lollipop, but you strengthen yourself quickly not to fall. That itself is something that helps to correct the past. Just getting up. There's deep concepts here. But one of the meanings is, since in reality this falling has caused a certain weakness. If it's a big or small falling, everyone according to their level. And sometimes the Yetzirah seduces you and says, she can shemidabrim in the film, when we talk about falling, hakavona davka eiz in the field gedol, it's talking about a big fall. No, avol MSC, but the truth is, sheitzel kolecha by everybody, ubachalavon in every service, yeshmusik shalom vilas, there's always aspects of fallings. Yeshmusik shayetzer mishtadal havi rifin all day in the fila, and it's a concept that Yetzirah wants to bring an added weakness through the falling. I'll give you an example. Misharotza lokum al das al derech moshel b'shosh b'boker. Let's say a guy makes up a new pledge. I want to get up at 3:00 in the morning every day. Okay, so this is for your Yerushalayim people, not for us. He said, I'm going to get up at 3:00. That's the new me. So let's make it for ourselves here. I'm going to get up at 5:30. Get up at 5:30. Then I can be on time for class, right? You make up for that, right? And what happens? Well, come rock b'shosh rebbe, and then he gets up at 3:15. 15 minutes later. What's the Yetzirah doing? The Yetzirah kvar mefata, so the Yetzirah begins to seduce. Hayom lo, today not, it ain't gonna go today. You already blew it. Hayom kvar ben kach lo kamta, mosai shirat sisa. You already didn't get up when you wanted to get up, so the whole day's gone. So if you already blew it, right, you're already late for the class. Class is starting. You know you're going to be 50 minutes late for that class. Say, yom tisha no chas, you might as well sleep another hour. Right? You already blew it. Right? You made up, instead of getting it up at 4:00 every day, you're getting up at 3:00. And it's already 3:15. So if you're already messed up, might as well mess up all the way. Sleep another hour. V'emes he said, hevel, this is mamish narishkeit. Because you know the halacha is to extend the life of a Jew even for a minute, you machal Shabbos for him. Right? If you knew that all your work will only give him 1 minute more of life, you can be machal Shabbos for him. Umash, so therefore that's the case for 1 minute of life, you'd be machal Shabbos. So mashach pisa yetzer lahafsi ocho. So how could you fall into the seduction of the yetzer to blow another hour just because you lost 15 minutes? This is how it works by every one of our fallings. B'Torah, b'Tefillah, b'Emunah, b'Bitachon, b'Tara. In learning Torah, in davening, in faith, in trust in Hashem, in purity. You know, whatever it is. You know, you fall into a website you shouldn't be falling into. You say, if I already fell in, I might as well enjoy it. And might as well see everything there is to see. You know, no, that's... Once I'm down, might as well go all the way. No. Yesh koshi miyuchad achar nefilis chazek. There's a special, unique difficulty of strengthening yourself after the fall. Margishim, we kind of feel, our Yetzer says, nu, melo nefalti. Nu, I fell down. Sheikh, sheikh, should be whatever it's going to be. Right? So it doesn't matter now. I already blew it. I already, you know, I'm a day behind in the Rambam class. You know, you get excited to learn Rambam. You come 3-4 classes, you miss a class. And then you're falling behind 2 classes, and so that's it. I already can't keep up. Might as well forget about it. Right? Classic Yetzer, right? So no. If you strengthen yourself right away, and especially after a big falling, according to their level, that's a big assist that our Father in Heaven will forgive us for all the mistakes in the past. The logic is obvious. If you're really getting up right away, it shows how much you regret what you did. Right? And you say, that's not really what I wanted to be. And Hashem sees that and says, okay, I'll help you. And this is one of the main attributes of a person who does tshuva out of love. Shahoch and hala, you continue to move ahead. Mamshichin, we continue. Lo meniach asas lipo, you don't leave yourself in that fallen state. This is the main lesson of the shofar and elul. There was a falling. We have a falling of the breaking of the tablets. A great falling of, yes, like a person we die. We lost the crowns of Nasim Nisha. So all happened after we lost the tablets. It was a tremendous descent for the Jews after they sinned with the golden calf. So what happened? When Moshe went up in El, every day they were blowing, they blew the shofar when they went up. V'chizik shel El, the strength of El is, lo mispalim, we don't get that, we don't let that excite us, we don't let that get us nervous. Mamshichim hala, we continue to go. Zeh ha'is ratzon shel El, this is the auspicious moment of El. V'zeh kol echad v'echad tzarech lachzor, lachzor, lachzor. We're going to review it over and over and over and over. Dodi Lee, my beloved, loves me. Asa Kamus Ava, such a strong qualitative love. Kol Nefila, Ibechina Misa, every falling is like a death. Avalahavu Hashem Yisperchu, Az Lo Pachas Nefila, but a love for Hashem is no less strength, strong in a positive way than a falling was. Wemelen, therefore, Mischaski Miad, we strengthen ourselves right away. Vachshav Asman, Lisragel, Yoser, Yoser, now's the time to get used to this more and more, linshom havadorli, to breathe in that my beloved is to me feeling. And obviously, the Rebbe, whatever you learn, you got to say a tefillah for, as Rabbi Nachman says. So in the Sayim Bereshis says, Hashem Yisparach tefillah v'nishur shemayim. Let's close with a prayer to our Father in Heaven. Our prayer is sheniske lischazek bani l'dodavidodali. Let us merit to strengthen ourselves in this area of I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. And this is an awesome preparation to these holy days. Eine Hashem el Yireyav. Hashem's eyes are for those who fear Him. Lamiyachlin l'chasto, who become His soldiers and strengthen themselves to His kindness, who look forward to His kindness. Kishyehudi hu b'matzah shel miyachlin l'chasto. When a Jew is in a situation of he's looking for His kindness, he's waiting, he's hoping for the kindness. Ubadech b'Hashem, k'mo shechazal ha'toshim omer lanu, and he trusts in Hashem, as our rabbis tell us. Umazu yodes afia shalalokia. This nation knows the ways of his God. Kamishim ischaschim shabatuchim shiaslam neis, to the degree that they strengthen themselves, that they're sure that God will do a miracle. Zetzino nifla shia bechina shalavino malkeinu kravro gzardinenu. This is a tremendous pipeline, that it will be this level of that Hashem will rip up the terrible decree. Anachnu tzrichim shmir al yonam odman. We need a very, very strong supernal watching. As our rabbis tell us, that this time of our existence is an aspect of the sixth and the seventh, coming to the end of the week. Very, very auspicious days, the Yeshua Begula for salvation and redemption. We need a supernal watching, privately and as a general group. To live with belief, to be totally dwelling with this faith, to breathe this amuna, as the pasuk says, tzadik b'munah sayichya, the tzadik lives with his faith. Hamina hi avir l'neshima shel yehudi, faith is the air that a Jew breathes. Tamid keseder lichios esadil adorik derli, to constantly live with this. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. V'zeh skul niflosh yiskayim banu ki ato Hashem machsi elyon samta manecha zeh mevi shmir elyona. This all brings all kinds of shmiras and Hashem's protection. Yigimol midah shal rachmin, 13 attributes of mercy, zeh mevi shmir elyona atzuma v'nifla, brings a wondrous watching. V'zeh tzir nifla ksivach simatov, it's a tremendous pipeline to a good gebench to yur. Anu avak shim avinu shva shamayim, we ask from our Father in Heaven, Ana Azar Lano, please help us. Sheniska be'emes v'zmana kodesh hazeh shel El v'tishol malas ritzon chobishleimus, that we will be able in this holy time of El and Tishrei to fulfill your will in completion. Imesh kodesh mamash, with a holy fire, kol yochav v'chol tzibur l'schazek yachad, every individual, every group, to strengthen themselves together. L'kabal asmeinu chizukim mifloim, to accept upon ourselves great strengthenings. L'haras esa emeshlam, to show our truth. Es ha'benimi yishlam, the inner what makeup of a Jew, laharbis v'diburim shalanilu dolili, to increase words of I love Hashem, and Hashem loves me, latzmeinu b'machshava v'dibur lonu v'chol asoy v'masonu, for ourselves and our thoughts and our speech, to ourselves and everybody around us, lichas kesedis adolili, to constantly live with this, my beloved is to me, kolach v'mecho v'meshach ayom alala, everybody during the course of the day and night, lachshav odpam v'odpam, think over and over, Al Dodi Li, my beloved is to me. Zemolayav is filled with love. Molay his carvis and flow, filled with closeness. Shalidi nefesh avarachmim, of our beloved soul, our beloved one, our merciful Father. Vizemesayelon, this will help us. Shabbos Hashem is brachniska lishmas, a kol shofar, will merit to hear the voice of the shofar. It's that tvias ena de kala, that recognition of the voice, sheish b'kol shofar, that comes in the voice of the shofar, that Hashem loves us. V'nizkan will merit through this, v'izkabra kol koicha shal yishmol, shekasav yodah b'kol, and we will merit to overcome all the forces of yishmol, that by yishmol it writes, his hand is it by everybody, his hand's in every pocket, he steals away from us so much, he's bothering us. Hagolos ha'achon shumisnaged, l'mash yogavino omer yeshi kol. This last golos opposes that which Yaakov said, when Esau spoke to him, and Yaakov said, yeshi kol, I have everything. I'm not missing anything. Right? Whatever Hashem does for me is for the good. That's what Yaakov said. He always says, I have everything. And what happens? Yishmol nisnaged l'zeh. Yishmol, he opposes this. And yada b'kol, his hand is in every one of our calls. That's the pshat. Not he steals from everybody. He steals from our hakol. Whenever I say, I have a call, the Yeshua says, no, you don't have a call. You don't have a call. You don't know. How can you have everything? You this problem, that problem, that problem. It doesn't allow us to feel that I have everything. His hands in all our calls. So kamash anachni schasim in his call, to the degree that we can strengthen ourselves in the call. V'hargosha, v'hakrava, hatsuma, shal yeshli call, that I have everything. V'lo chasim, nothing is lacking. Ke'akol mevinu shor shamayim, v'akol atov. Everything is from Hashem, and everything should be for the good. So we have to work especially hard in the month of Elul to constantly reinforce this concept that it's all for the good. You know, it wasn't very easy 32 years ago when my father passed away 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. I didn't get to say even goodbye to him. It was not easy. Shmuel was mamish taking away my call. Mm. You know, so it's funny, the aliyah I had on the Shabbos was the sixth aliyah was said, Hashem says Moshe, my father's name was Moshe. Moshe, you have to go up to the mountain. Can't see anymore. Mm. Can't see anymore. But he still left Yeshua, he left others that you can continue. So we can go through times in our lives where Moshe leaves the mountain. Mamish, you feel you can't even go further. Baruch Hashem, you keep saying to yourself that Hashem, you're with us. Everything you do is for the good. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. You hold on to that. You come to Nebel and Baruch Hashem, you zeicha that you have children. The children get married. You zeicha for grandchildren. You should all be zeicha to go through these very difficult calls in our lives. And Hashem should all bless us. That we should really feel that ani l'dodi, l'dodi li, and the Mashiach shall come. B'mehera v'yameinu, amen.